Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
All right, Joe, number three is plan to do the plan. Where do we start on this one?
Well, Matt, that's a great question. You know, a lot of advisors, they don't plan to do their plan as a haphazard approach. So there are some best practices that we want to share in this episode. So first off is to your comment, plan the plan. So get your calendar out and figure out how you want to go ahead and approach this. So if you're doing this on your own, how are you best served? Are you best served with a couple of just full days out of the office? Do you grab a couple hours every morning and kind of stay at home or head to Starbucks or the club or the park, wherever, and do it? So the first thing is, you know, how much time, and then also when to do it. There's no magic here. In fact, a lot of my clients who do not come to my annual conference because of scheduling conflicts, whatever, they will actually do their plan the first week of January. So they wait till after the holidays are done, you know, all that craziness is over with, and they take the first week of the year and they call it a strategic week. And the prime deliverable there is to do their plan. So depending on how you're set up personally, what your other commitments are, you want to get in your calendar and say, okay, I need to block out some time to do it, right? And so whether it's November or December, first week of January, again, no magical time, just find a window where you know you can give it it's the attention that it's going to need, right? I don't want it done woven in throughout, you know, client calls and reviews and RMDs and tax loss selling, all that stuff. I want it to be quality time. So first thing is a calendar. That's number one.
You said in a previous one of our 12 days of marketing here with your business planning that one of your advisors ended up doing it on an airplane, which I thought was fantastic. So that can be not just the where, but also talk a little bit about the when. But this is an overwhelming process in my mind. How do you chunk this up, brother? What do you do to make it so that they can consume this, digest it, and then use it?
Well, great question. So again, we have everything modularized. So typically what I found for the ones that do it virtually is that they will, they'll take that first week of January or whatever window, and they're going to, you know, allocate either a couple hours every day. And it's a process, right? And I think that's really the key driver. You've got to look at it as a process. And even for the clients and guests that come annually to my 3-day event, you know, we don't walk out there, which is interesting. We don't walk out of there at, you know, at the end of it with a fully completed plan. We walk out with about 80%, 85% of it done. And then over the next month or 6 weeks or so, we're going to review it. We're going to rewrite some things. We're going to tweak it. We're going to rethink something. So again, this is not about creating a, you know, one-off scenario. This is something you want to be around over and over again. And the way I get people to buy into it and say, look, man, the hardest thing you're going to do, and I tell everybody this, the hardest thing you're going to do is do it for the first time. Because you're going to ask yourself questions you've never asked yourself. You're going to think about things you've never thought of. I'm going to stretch you out in terms of the questions I ask you, and it's going to be uncomfortable. And I'm very honest with that. However, you do it once, we're in tweaking mode for at least 10 to 15 years until I rewrite it again, right? And then we got to start from scratch again. But I think once every 10 years to do a complete rewrite, I think that's fine. And that's what we've found over the last 18, 20 years of doing planning. It rarely changes radically unless you're going to make a radical change in something yourself.
I believe you have created a great process for advisors to go through. What does a great process look like?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think first off is going into it with the proper mindset, right? So we want to go into it in a very abundant mode, a very prosperous mode. And, you know, I don't care what last year was, you know, so whether you had a great year in 2018, an okay year in 2019, or 2018 absolutely sucked for you, here's the one simple truth. You have 100% of your career in front of you. Whatever in the books is in the books. We need a fresh slate. So first off is that, right? Second thing is energy. If we don't have the right energy and we're feeling good physically, you know, your brain's not going to function at a level that we need it to. So we want to make sure we create some things around that. So that's got to be part of the process also, right? And for me, it's environments. You know, we're going to be on the beach in Fort Lauderdale next, this year doing it. I think everybody needs to go somewhere happy to sit in your office, like I've been saying. I think it's very bad. I don't think it's creative. I don't think it's inspirational. And it's not going to get it done. So I think that's really the first part of the where. And then, quite frankly, you know, after that, it's really about putting all your information together, you know, getting that review piece done, closing the door in 2018, real quick, and then, you know, we'll move on. There are a lot of advisors in this industry that don't know how many clients they have. They're not, you know, there's some simple basic business knowledge that when you sit and talk to people like I do, they're not sure what they have. And I don't know how you run a business that way.
I love asking the question of how many client households you have, and they give me a range. That to me is one of those things, and I have always been surprised. Okay, Fort Lauderdale's amazing. I know you live and you have, you know, them pretty much on the beach, so they're going to get a lot of that solar energy, but they have to bring a lot of energy and focus. I'm very interested in how you, over all of this time, have been able to have advisors bring that energy that they need and laser focus it. What sort of things could our listeners prepare themselves for when they come down to do one of these events?
Well, I mean, firstly, it's all about them, right? So, you know, whether somebody comes to me in one of my live events or they're going to do things off on their own, totally fine. He's got to remember something. At some levels, business planning needs to be a bit of a selfish act. It's all about what your goals are, things like that. Now, do you want to involve your family, your spouse in some aspects, like the ideal life and lifestyle? I think to not have your spouse involved in that conversation is probably not good for the relationship long term, right? So I think there's some element you want to get involved with. If you have a team, right? If you're a leader of a team, well, what's one of the biggest things a leader needs to do? They need to have a vision. They need to have a vision that the rest of the people buy into, right? So everybody's rowing the boats in the same direction. Well, you can't have a vision if you don't have a plan. So if you're running any kind of team and you want to have any kind of leadership ability, which leadership is not really talked about in our space very often, unfortunately, you know, we need to have those. We need to have those pieces. So for me, it's about getting them to understand this is their vision, their goals, their ultimate life and lifestyle, not my ultimate life and lifestyle. And if I can get them to connect that it's possible, right? I'm not saying it's not going to be easy, but it's possible to create ultimately what you want. Then why wouldn't you be excited to put a plan together? Again, we're not doing our tax return here. We're doing visions and ideal lives and bucket lists and ideal practices. And I'm having them paint a mosaic for themselves that they can really buy into. It's their vision, not mine.
All right, Joe. We just covered plan to do the plan super fast because there's so much more that we need to cover through these next podcasts. So, any closing sort of thoughts on the planning to do the plan?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. You know, number one is make a commitment. You know, make a commitment to do a plan this upcoming year. Make a commitment, again, whether it's mine or somebody else's, or you want to just kind of free form it. You know, again, whatever you think is going to serve you is what you're going to do. But do it. You look, literally, I mean, you know, we're talking about one-page business plans and one-page goal sheets and stuff like that. Hey, I'd rather you have that than nothing at all, right? And just kind of, because here's the reality. If you don't have a plan that's going to get you excited every day, you're going to default into two modalities. Either you're going to stay in survival mode, which is paying my bills, you know, every 90 days, or you're going to default to abundance / comfort zone. And while that's a nice career and it's going to be cool and your family be well to care for, you're going to look back at your career and realize, man, there could have been so much more, especially over the next, you know, 7 to 10 years, with all the baby boomers retiring, all the advisors retiring, the greatest generation passing on and leaving their wealth to the boomer generation. I mean, I can't think of a better industry / profession to be in the next decade than this industry. And I want to implore your listeners, do not squander this opportunity. It's a once in a career opportunity, and you want to make sure that you put a plan together that you can take full advantage of it for you and your family.
All right, Joe, 3 down, 8 to go. The next one we're going to do is talking about evaluating and benchmark. Thank you for your brain today.
Matt, thanks again, and look forward to our next episode.
All right, so stay tuned, everybody. These are going to be rapid fire every single solitary day, so tune in for the next one tomorrow.
This was brought to you by iris.xyz.
a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.